universities have prerequisites before their professors will hear you. If you don't choose to follow rules they've set, then you might feel ignored by that school. But you'd be wrong. Schools are glad to meet your needs when you meet their school prerequisites.
Jesus said in Matthew 6:14, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you." A prayer prerequisite, if you forgive.
God won't answer your every prayer, and God won't meet every need. If you don't choose to follow rules God set, then you might feel God ignores you. God is glad to meet your needs when you meet God's prayer prerequisites.
Deuteronomy 11 has a long list of blessings with conditions before you'll get your prayer answer. If you carefully keep all these commandments, which I, your Lord, command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast, for example.
Meet your every need is not always true. So if your prayers aren't answered, don't blame God. Check out you. God will give you all you ask. Misreads God's true promises. As 1 John 3 first obey Lord Jesus. Respectful, humble prayers ask God with hearts that put him first. True love for God is prerequisite for answers. God's promise in John 15:7. Love for God, praise not my will but yours, God. Loving God, obeying God, prerequisites for prayer answers. John 15:7. God will give you much wisdom. Is not always true. You must first ask God to give wisdom. James 1:5 reminds you. God will forgive your every sin. Is not always true. Jesus clearly said God will not forgive you if you don't forgive others too.
Jesus gave a firm prayer prerequisite in Mark 11:26. He said, "If you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." In Luke 18, Jesus told the story of two people praying in the temple and showed that our humbleness before God is another prayer prerequisite. Jesus gave another prayer prerequisite in Matthew 6, 7, to respect God's intelligence. He said, "And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words."
Respectful, humble prayers ask God with hearts that put Him first. True love for God is prerequisite for answers. God's promise in John 15, verse 7. Love for God, praise not my will but yours, God. Loving God, obeying God, prerequisites for prayer answers. John 15, 7.